From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Primex Properties application to construct a Dollar General retail store on Route 9G in Germantown is moving forward. On Thursday, September the 28th, the Germantown Planning Board will hold its public hearing on the draft environmental impact statement prepared by Primex for the project. The DEIS is part of the state environmental quality review process. Until that review is complete, the Planning Board cannot undertake the site plan review. In addition to the public hearing, the board will take written comment on the DEIS through noon on Wednesday, October the 25th. Public hearing will be held at 7 p.m. on Thursday, September the 28th, at the Kellner Activities Building on Palatine Park Road. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. State police and the town of New Lebanon are seeking the public's help in identifying one or more people who broke into town hall on September the 12th and stole several items. The town board and police are offering up to $1,000 for any information that leads to the identification and the arrest of anyone involved in the crime. Town Supervisor Colleen Teal declined comment on the specific items taken, but did say no personal data or computers containing bank account information were taken. Town Board Member Kevin Smith said at a recent meeting, and I quote, "We want the community to reach out to us if they know anything," end quote. Anyone with information is asked to call Troop K headquarters at 845-677-7300 or the State Police Livingston Barracks at 518-851-2001 and asked to speak to the Bureau of Criminal Investigation. That is a story that you can read at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangler is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Stephen Bryce, a candidate for the Democratic nomination to challenge U.S. Representative John Faso in the 19th congressional district race next year, has been charged with grand larceny by Newburgh police. The 27-year-old Walden resident was arrested September 11th and charged with allegedly taking nearly $1,500 worth of men's clothing and household goods from the Kohl's store located off Route 300 in Newburgh. Kohl's security said Bryce was caught on camera and ultimately stopped with the items before leaving the store. Bryce said in a phone conversation with Zangler on Monday, and I quote, "I did not take items from Kohl's without paying," end quote. The matter is before a judge, Judge Martini in Newburgh, and Bryce is scheduled to appear on November the 6th. In the meantime, Bryce said he's moving forward with his congressional campaign. He said the problem the candidates are having is that they are running out of money. Bryce said he will hold town hall style meetings beginning next year in every town throughout the 19th congressional district. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And finally, the stink bug invades the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley. Madison Eisler is reporting in the Times Union that the stink bugs are invading the Capital Region and will continue to do so during the coming weeks as the insects prepare for winter hibernation. Peter Jennings, director of the Hudson Valley Research Laboratory, said brown marrow-mated stink bugs have been appearing in homes throughout New York State since 2007, but this year they are especially widespread in Syracuse, Buffalo, the Finger Lakes, and the Hudson Valley. The bugs are native to Asia, have brown marbled markings, and emit a pungent odor to protect themselves from predators. When they gather in a house, they produce a chemical compound that draws other stink bugs to the same area. While stink bugs are a nuisance for homeowners, they pose a greater risk for farmers feeding on a variety of fruits and vegetables and decimating crops. Jens advises homeowners to make sure there are no openings around windows, air conditioning units, and fans, and to use cork to seal any openings where the insects can squeeze through. Adding screens can also help, Jens said. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog in the early morning. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 88 degrees. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 44. On Friday, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Friday night, isolated showers and thunderstorms, then scattered showers after 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 45. Sunrise today was at 6:48 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:42 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, about 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 27th day of September 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.